Hi there. Welcome to Advanced Statistical Methods for Observational Studies. So this is an audio file meant to welcome you to the class and orient you to some of the important features of this year's class and also how to navigate the website. So the first thing is to let you know and really underline the fact that this year is going to be a self-directed version of the class. That means that you will set your own pacing. We're going to be putting up the material almost from the first day forward. You can see all of the stuff that we're going to be covering. You can see all of the readings that we suggest. And also, as of right now, you can go and you can look at the problem set that is the thing that you'll be graded on this quarter. If you're taking the class for 2 credits, this is your 1 grading requirement. If you're taking it for 3 credits, I'll circle back and talk about that in just a couple minutes. But this is going to be very self-directed. You can see the kind of pacing that we normally take on the website. You can see the abbreviated course outline, and we have the different topics laid out for about 10 weeks. Because this year everything is moved online and we're not meeting at a regular time and everything is self-directed, we do have an extra week of material here. So if you look at week 10, in prior years we've not been able to cover 10 weeks of material because of holidays. And so we now have new material on Mendelian randomization and synthetic cohorts, which is pretty exciting. So you'll get to see some stuff that prior years have not been able to check out. Speaking of prior years, I think a really handy button or link to check out is to near the top you see, to see full course materials from spring 2019, go here. And if you keep going, you can dig back into several years prior of this class. So you can see slide decks, you can see other materials that we've put together for prior years. Let's see, cool. So the first thing to look at now is the course readings, files, and examples. Let's go to that link right now. When you click into that link, you'll see this is where you're going to spend most of your time. This is organized on a weekly basis. And it, you see, week 1 is about matching methods, intro and theory. And you can see right below the lecture topics are listed out, so matching and study design and basic tools of matching. You also see the slide decks. So you click on the link there, and you can see the slides that we use, as well as a companion audio file talking through the different materials on the slide decks. So the slide decks pretty much already exist, and they're loaded up. They might change over the next couple of weeks as I sort of like go through and update things. The thing that will be coming online is the companion audio files. Those still have to be recorded. I'm going to be doing those over the next couple of weeks and trying to get a bit ahead on those. But all the rest of the material will be is already present. So that's the lecture topics. The abbreviation there, in line 2, a matched observational study. You see DOS Chapter 7. That's Design of Observational Studies. That's the textbook that we're operating out of. And I'll go back in a minute and show you that. But we're trying to link the different topics to the different chapters so you know where to read along. Below, you see text readings. We'll give you the chapters again there that you'll want to read for this week. There's also additional resources. So while this will get referenced in the lecture notes, there's going to be a handful of papers that always accompany each week. So you can read not just from the textbook, but other related materials that cover it from slightly different angles. Below that is the computing corner. You'll see that right now we have a link to the 2019 course website. That's the way we're probably going to be doing it for most of the quarter. So because of some technical limitations, we're just not going to be able to update Computing Corner this year. Instead, we're going to refer you back to 2019. Is that a big hassle? No, not really. What it means in practice is we haven't had a chance and we won't have a chance to go through the code and make sure that it's all still 100% functional, right? Like, so sometimes R gets updated, R Studio, and they don't play nice together, or, you know, some one of the packages that we're loading has had some interesting new tweaks, that kind of stuff. So we won't have a chance to update all of that. But the code from 2019 will, in large part, run smoothly. So we'll give you a link to go back there. Below that, you see the reviewing questions. So every week, you'll have access to these questions. Actually, you'll have them right now. So the questions are here in text, and then the links right below are the solutions. And you can go in, you can look at them right now if you want. These are just practice questions. These are for you to do on your own time. Even in other years, we never collected them or graded them. They're meant for you to check yourself. Make sure that you're following along, challenge yourself, do whatever way you want. Okay, so these are here for you. You do not hand them in to us. We're not interested in reviewing them. If you want to talk about them with us, that's great. But these are meant purely for your own checking in and challenges and that kind of stuff. Okay, so that is where you will spend most of your time. Each week has its own set of materials put up, and you can follow along there. So let's go back to the landing page. Let's click back. So below the course readings, file, and examples, you see the class calendar link. Click into that, and we have here is a very simple calendar. You'll see that we are giving you the problem set, the one graded piece of material that we have this quarter. We're giving that to you right now. And I'll show you where that is on the website in just a minute. You can hand it in whenever you want. The deadline for this is June 1st, Monday, June 1st at 5 p.m., and you need to send it to Professor Biogi, me, sometime before 5 p.m. on that day. You can feel free to ask us questions about it. You cannot work together on that problem set. That's the official problem set. You can hand it in tomorrow if you want. You can do it right now and hand it in tomorrow if you want. I would be surprised. It's meant to sort of build off of the materials that we go through in the course, but you can do this at on your own time scale. Though it says lecture materials posted, you'll already probably have noticed that a lot of the lecture materials are already up. I am keeping those yellows up there. What that means, as a reminder, is when we'll be posting the audio files. I'm hoping to get a lot of the audio files done as quickly as possible so you can move at your own pace and have that support. But it does take time to record those, and so those will be going up. Each week will go up no later than that yellow period. So the week one is already up by the time you hear this. Week two will be up before the 13th, before April 13th, that kind of stuff. Please feel to send any questions to me if you have anything on the calendar. Okay, let's go back to the landing page again. So the next really important thing is the textbooks. The course is designed around Paul Rosenbaum's design of observational studies. If you wanted to, you could just read that textbook. That could definitely give you a very solid equivalent for this class. The benefit of going through this class is that you will get other supplementary materials, other readings from other authors, that kind of stuff. We try to make it easier to link up the ideas. But Paul Rosenbaum is a wonderful writer, very coherent, and the Design of Observational Studies textbook is meant to be very accessible. Speaking of accessibility, on the right-hand side there, you see you have a link to Stanford Access. That means the library here at Stanford gives the book for free. Online version. So you just need to be able to get access to that, and the textbook's available. One small note is Paul Rosenbaum has another book that's it's easy to confuse with this one. That other textbook is more mathematical, and it is called Observational Studies. Right, so that's a little confusing. This one, the one we're using, is called Design of Observational Studies, which is meant to be sort of like user-friendly. It's meant to like get you right into practice. The more mathematical, going into depth about proofs and that kind of stuff, that's observational studies. Also confusing is that other textbook looks nearly identical, same color scheme, same font, all that kind of stuff. So just be aware that there are two versions of the book. We're using two books that are very similar to each other, and we're using Design of Observational Studies. The reason that we anchor on one book, small note, I'll probably mention this in the lecture as well, is observational studies really has like grown up and probably independently grown up in like four, five, six different disciplines. And so it can be very confusing. If an economist is talking to a statistician who's talking to a computer scientist, we all have slightly different languages. And so I think that just like is a Tower of Babel kind of confusion thing. We very intentionally anchor on the version of teaching, version of observational studies as put out by Paul Rosenbaum, and not because that's the best or the most dominant, though I personally really like it. It's to give you a very coherent fitting together across many different like sort of takes, like view on observational studies. I believe once you have a clean, coherent version, now you can go in and understand other types of observational studies, other sort of like assumptions, other motivations, that kind of stuff. I think some of the, if you go back to that the website and you take a look at this, you see there are two other books that are excellent. They are from fairly different thinkers on observational studies. Miguel Hernan and Jamie Robbins come out of the sort of epidemiology tradition and do a lot of like through time, changes through time kind of stuff. And that is an excellent book there that's available for free that lays out a lot of things about inverse probability weighting and G estimation. We will cover those topics towards the end of the class, but we're not going to approach much of this class from their perspective. Excellent book, excellent thinkers though. The next book is by Hedo Ibbins and Don Rubin, some of the most fantastic writers and thinkers in observational studies. Again, these are good alternative texts that you can read and augment your thinking. Let's see. There's a lot of other material in through here about computation, so you should look at that and update your thinking. But I really want you to look at the very bottom of the course is Course Components Student Work. You'll see there's a link for course problem set. If you click on that now, you will see you could call it the final, right? Like this is the problem set for this class. This is what you will get graded on, whether you're taking this class for 2 credits or 3 credits. You can take it whenever you want. Please do not work with each other on this. You can for the practice problems. But those practice problems are not this, right? This is the one thing that you're going to get graded on. If you're taking the course for 3 credits, you need to let both me, Professor Baiocchi, and as well as David Ragosa know that you want to take it for 3 credits. And what we're going to ask you to do is to do a project. This whole course is meant to be helpful to you. This is not a weed out course. This is not like a blow your mind course. This is meant to take observational studies, give you a really solid intuitions, give you really good experience by reading several of the foundational papers and get you into a good place to do really good causal inference. As part of that, if you're a PhD student or you're doing your thesis work, talk to us because this is an opportunity you can get an extra credit if you want for this class. And we can the advantage of doing that is you can talk to 2 staff professors who have done a lot of these observational studies and we can talk through your project with you. You know, talking about the challenges, thinking about interesting, you know, side analyses, sensitivity analyses, that kind of thing. And so you need to talk to us early. You need to get permission to go with that project because we're not going to do projects that aren't causal, right? Because that's not what the course is about. And then you'll at the end of the course, you'll be asked to present. And so you'll give like a 10-minute talk to us, and then we'll give you 5 minutes of feedback, something like that. Right? But that's only if you want to take the course for 3 credits. If you want to do it for 3 credits, you have to do both the problem set and the project. If you want to just take it for 2 credits, you just have to do the problem set. Great. Looking around, I wish I could see your faces because it would help me understand if I've missed anything. If you have any questions, obviously feel free to email me, Mike Baiocchi. My email is at the top of the webpage. And so I think we'll stop there. And you will hear me through the audio files talking through the different weekly lectures, and then you'll hear from David Ragosa talking about the computing core stuff. All right? All the best.